ॐ अवनौ व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विघ्नेश्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्. All our scriptures unanimously declare that spiritual fulfillment of a human being is possible only when he gets a Sadguru. Veda itself says in so many places, Acharyavan Purusho Veda, one place. One who has a spiritual teacher, he will certainly understand the reality of himself or of the Lord. In another place it says, Acharya Deva Vidya Vidita Sadhishtum Prapat. By that spiritual teacher alone, one can understand this highest reality. And in Mundaka Upanishad, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan Brahmano Nirveda Mayat Nastyakrita Kritena Tad Vijnanartam Sa Gurum Yeva Abhigachet Samitpanihi Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Gurum Yeva Abhikachet, it says that. Yevakara is very, very important. Once you get a apatak jnanam, an understanding that nothing in this creation is fit to be held, nothing in the creation you can hold on for your security and peace and happiness. Nasti akritaha kritena, akritaha shantihi, akritaha mokshaha, nasti kritena, by doing something, I will never get that ultimate peace and happiness and security. What you have to do? Saha gurum yeva abhigachet. Saha yeva abhigachet. He alone should go approach the teacher. Otherwise, after going to teacher, if you are not a qualified person, then you will ask blessing for getting passing in the examination. So saha yeva abhigachet. The qualified person alone should go. Tad vijnanartam yeva abhigachet. In order to know that highest reality of spiritual life, you should go there. And saha gurum eva abhikachet, you should approach a teacher. There is no other option. You cannot take some book in the library or from bookstall and start reading and end up with all confusions. What type of guru? Saha shrotriyam brahmanishta guru eva abhikachet. A guru who has come in the sampradaya and who has made this teaching as his very own, and for whom there is no difference between himself and the teaching, that type of guru alone you should approach. In another place it says, Yamadharmaraja says, Ananya Prokte Gatihi Atra Nasti. Atra Gatihi, in this matter of knowing the reality, Ananya Prokte Eva Gatihi. The teacher who doesn't have any gap between his teaching and himself, he is called Ananya Prokta. So other than him, there is no other way. And Bhagavatam itself, Bhagavan says in one place, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyete jignyasuhu shreya uttamam. One who wants to have the shreyas in his life, what he has to do? Gurum prapadyete. Guror anugrahenaiva puman purnaha bhavishyati. In another place to Sudhama, Bhagavan Krishna says, Guror anugrahenaiva puman purnaha bhavati. As long as a person doesn't find his spiritual teacher, the running race continues. Rat race continues. Even though you win one particular race, you continue to be a rat only. Rat race, who will participate? Rats only will participate. After winning the participation, what will be the status of that participant? Rat only. So, the search will never stop. Shanti will never come. Therefore, Purnatva will never come. Therefore, only Guror Anugrahe Naiva Puman Purnaha Bhavishyati. And in Gita also, Bhagavan told, Tadviddi Pranipadena Pariprashrena Sevaya. Tadviddi, Tad Atma Tattvam Viddhi. How you come to know that reality? Pranipadena Sevaya Pranipadena Pariprashrena. So all of them have established one idea, that our spiritual journey doesn't begin unless we get a guru. Up to that time, we are only visitors in the exhibition called religion. So many things are there. Giant wheels are there, toys are there, and jumpings are, so many things are there in the exhibition called religion. Varieties. Varieties are there. So you will be a visitor. You will not know what is for me. Because in a exhibition ground means so many things are there. Whether I am fit for this eatables restaurant or for that water games or for giant wheels. Because giant wheels are not fit, you know. They will get giddiness and they will fall also. When it goes up, it is nice. When it comes down, how it is? Entire creation will be upside down for you, as far as you are concerned. So for what you are fit, how you will know? So only Guru has to tell. Now the problem is, how to find that Sadguru? How to find that Guru who has this qualification? What is that qualification of a real Guru? Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Very difficult. At least you can know whether a person is Shrotriyaha or not. Whether he has a Shrotriyaha means a disciple. Whether he was a ex-disciple. He was a disciple under someone. Whether he has gone through the Sampradaya drilling. That machine, Swami Vivekananda says, catch the young ones and put it in the character building machine. Drilling machine, he says. So whether he has gone through that, all this machine, whether he is Sampradaya Vidhi, you can infer. Because from the name of the Guru, from the name of the Sampradaya, you can infer. But how you will infer whether the person is Brahmanishtaha or not? How you will know who is Jnani? We can never know anyone other than you, anyone as Jnani or not. Because not a single description of a Jnani is available for our perception. Advaishta sarvabhutana maitraha karuna evacha, Bhagavan says. Jnani is one who doesn't have any dvesha, who is an embodiment of compassion like that. So naturally our idea is what? One who is compassionate enough cannot kill even an ant. But Bhagavan Krishna killed lakhs and millions. So very definition told by Bhagavan doesn't suit his action, correct? So you cannot reject him as an ignorant person. In spite of killing millions, he was Advaishta. How you know that? He was an embodiment of compassion in spite of killing millions. Bhagavan Rama killed millions. So in spite of killing millions, a person can be embodiment of compassion. In spite of getting angry for small things, a person can be embodiment of love and compassion. So on Vivekananda's life, we find for small things, he will get flare up. The other direct disciples used to say, it is very difficult to live with this man. Dynamite. When it will explode, you don't know. And Swami Vivekananda himself knew that weakness. And in Durga Puja occasion, he was visiting the preparations and he saw a lot of the doshas in that preparation. Doshas means what? Errors. Some things are lacking. So he went to Holy Mother Sarada Devi and asked for a blessing. Mother, please bless me so that I will get fever for 3 days, next 3 days. She asked, why? You know, our boys are preparing for Durga Puja and I went and saw and my BP is going up, so it may hurt them. So please make me to lie down with fever. So she did it. She also knew. But still, you can find in his life and whoever lived with him, what they did. They were ready to give up their own life for the sake of this person because of his love and compassion. So how you will know who has love and compassion, who has knowledge? So Shastra says, you can never find a Sadguru by yourself. So drop that attempt. Don't go with a scale and try to measure sadhus and sannyasins whether he is Sadguru or not. Because you want Sadguru. Because all your scale is what? All your scales are hearsay scale. You have your own prejudice, preconceived notion that a person who has a long beard, preferably white color, is a Brahmanishtaha. Because so many days he is sitting in meditation, not even having time to shave his beard. So long beard, so that is the one criteria. Or if a person has some siddhi, miraculous powers, people are running towards that person. I went there, got girlfriend, I married. Something happens when you go to some places. So you connect according to your own prejudice, then you consider so-and-so as Sadguru. Or for some minds, popularity is the criteria, scale. More people are going. How is it possible? Unless he has something, how can he attract so many people? Like that. So for some, lecturing capacity is the criteria. What vak shakti it is. Simply he carries the thousands and thousands of mind. Like that, vak shakti is another criteria. None of these things can be a scale or a criterion to understand a Sadguru. Because Sadguru is one who has a eyesight and he sees something as a reality. And you go there, you want to see something without having eyes at all. So how you will understand whether the person who has eyesight, whether he is able to see the sun or not, how you will understand? Unless you develop that eyesight in you, how you will understand whether the other person has the capacity to see something as a tangible or reality? Therefore, Shastra says, pray. Bhagavad Kripa alone can get you a Sadguru, and lot of koti janma punya phala is necessary to get that, to find that Sadguru. Because Guru is one, he is compared to the hands of the Lord. Suppose Lord wants to embrace someone and give a kiss and try to take him to his lap. So by which he will do? By hands only you catch someone and try to embrace or kiss. Na? That is what Sadguru, Sadhu Sangha or Sadguru is considered as hands of the Lord. So any jiva who has done lots of punya karma, who wants to attain the Lord and who is in thirst of knowledge about the reality, and it is duty of the Lord to provide him Sadguru or at least Sadhu Sangha. So what is the difference between Sadguru and Sadhu Sangha? In Sadhu Sangha, many sadhus may be there as Sadgurus, but you are not convinced about it. When you get Sadguru, you are totally convinced about his validity in your spiritual life. So here in our story, Parikshit intensely desired for Satsanga. Instead of trying to escape from snake bite, instead of trying to get cured from the poison, instead of trying to prolong his physical life, Parikshit intensely longed for Shravanam, Vedanta Shravanam or Satsanga. So he decided to die on the seventh day with the remembrance of the Lord, with the knowledge of the Lord or with the knowledge of one's own self. Therefore, Bhagavan gave him association of so many rishis as Sadhu Sangha and one rishi, Shuka Maharishi, as his Sadguru. When he came, immediately he has, so many rishis are there, elderly rishis were there. So he did not surrender to anyone. He surrendered to whom? To a 16-year-old boy. He understood the magnanimity, spiritual splendor and the hands of the Lord. So in spite of having so many thousands of rishis, still Bhagavan sent finally one more person to whom all have prostrated. So he went to surrender to Shuka Maharishi. And there must be some reason for Bhagavan to provide us Sadhu Sangha or Sadguru. Because Bhagavan is a Samadarshi. He cannot do favor particularly for someone. Correct? So what is that criteria? Being a Samadarshi, he blesses someone and he doesn't bless many people with Satsanga or Sadguru. What is that criterion? Shastra says, Punya Karma. Koti Janma, Punya Karma. Punya Karmani means what? Nama Sankirtana, Puja, Sadhu Seva and Dharmic life. And Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord. He was Garbhasriman, protected in the womb itself, womb of the mother, due to devotion of his mother. And whole life he followed Dharma, served sadhus, did Nama Sankirtana and Pujas. Therefore, Bhagavan blessed Parikshit by sending Shukacharya as a guru, as his spiritual teacher. And that too, when Parikshit wanted a spiritual teacher at the end of the lifetime. So therefore, the lesson is, you don't have any other means to find out a teacher. What you have to do is, prepare yourself, become more and more pure, more and more loving one, more and more sincere one in your spiritual life, and you can make use of sadhu sangha available near to you in whatever form. Now modern technology has given you varieties of forms of sadhu sangha. Of course, dushta sangha also is there. One idiot box is enough to create thousands of dushta sangha. Similarly, the same technology helps you to get sadhu sangha indirectly at least. So make use of that. And when you don't find anybody as Kshatriya Brahman Nishtha according to your understanding, see what is the next condition. Suppose you want to learn calculus. You try to get a professor from Indian Institute of Science, suppose. So if you don't get him, what you will do? At least local mathematics teacher you will go now. So second stage of teacher is, at least he must be a sampradaya vidhu. He should come in a sampradaya. A guru parampara should be there where he has been taught or where he has been trained and taught and made as a sadhu. He must be a shrotriyaha at least. So you can make use of that shrotriyaha. What is the sign of a shrotriyaha? He will never give his kapola kalpitam. Kapola kalpitam, you know, that speculations. Trying to push his own whims and fancies on others' mind. No. Whatever he teaches, there will be pramanam. It's not a speculation. It is well testified, verified wisdom, and the sampradaya has been benefited by this. If he has found oneness with the teaching, he becomes Kshatriya Brahmanishtaha. Understood? What is the teaching? Tadu Tvam Asi is the teaching. Whatever you seek in your life, happen to be fortunately you yourself. That is the teaching. Whatever you seek in your life, happen to be fortunately you yourself already. That is the teaching. No compromise in that teaching. So the teaching will be surrounding this one idea only, main idea only. He will never accept you, a student, as a sinner, to be saved by someone, condemned by somebody's sin. There are some religions. They first condemn you. You are a sinner, born sinner. Because your birth is maculate, not immaculate. Your birth is maculate, born out of parent, father and mother. And therefore you are a born sinner. And that sin you are carrying, which was done by first parent. So they condemn you. Then they impose themselves as the solution or the saviors. So you have to believe them. And you cannot verify them because the solution is not in this life. The funny is, the solution is not in this life. You have to wait, wait, wait and die. After dying also you have to wait for judgment day. By the time this will also will be waiting for judgment day, one who has imposed as the savior. And there is no other way for you to verify him. But whereas in our Sanatana Dharma, it is here and now. He will never accept you as a sinner. He will never accept you as in bondage. He will tell, you are free already here and now. Problem is, you don't understand this. Try to understand. That is what our Acharya is to say. That a teacher is one who is always struggling to show what he sees as a reality. What is the criterion to be known as a Kshatriya? He is a person who has been shown the reality by his teacher. And this person will show to his student the same reality which he is struggling to see or which he is seeing already. So, that is the criterion. When your longing for the Lord increases, when your longing for knowing the ultimate truth increases, then Bhagavan shows the way. And the way is what? Bringing you to the Sampradaya, Vedanta Shravana Sampradaya. There is no other way according to Vedic Pramana, no other way for getting moksha other than knowing that you are already free. If you are not already free, no power in the creation can make you free. Understood? If your nature is not a free one, if suppose fire is not hot, can any power in the creation make fire as hot? Naturally, water is not hot. But you make it hot. How much time it stands? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours. Understood? So if your nature is not freedom, Muktatvam is not your nature. By doing something, by getting something, you try to become free, then afterwards that freedom will be subject to loss. Correct? Because it has come to you in one point of time in your life, so it is going to be lost. So there is no other way of getting moksha other than knowing this fact that you are already free. And how you know this fact? Through Vedanta Shravan. Vedanta Shravanam. That's what Bhagavan says. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. What he gives? Buddhi yoga he gives. What does it mean? Buddhi yoga means what? Any parcel is there? Can anybody give buddhi by parcel? Suppose you want to know physics buddhi. You want to have physics buddhi. Can any scientist in the creation can give you parcel? Physics parcel? Buddhi? Never. Teshamevanukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami. I destroy their tamas, ignorance. I destroy their wrong notions, which is born out of ignorance. Wrong notions about whom? If I have wrong notion about the idli or dosa, no problem for me. Understand? Without idli or dosa, I can have life. I can lead my life. If I am confused whether this is tea or coffee, I can lead my life. But here the problem is wrong notions about myself. And every moment of my lifetime I have to handle the word called I, my, me. Everything in my life is connected with this word I, first person singular. Teshameva anukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami. Ajnanajam tamaha aham nashayami. Teshameva, he says, one who worships me, one who has done puja, seva, all types of dharmic life, one who has led, to him only I give this blessing. How he gives the blessing? Certainly it is not possible by touching. If it is possible, the very shloka will not exist. Understand? If knowledge can be given by touching, Krishna would have employed it. Because there is a most problematic atmosphere situation wherein Arjuna asked for self-knowledge. Understood? 2.5 hours, this man, poor man, with all shouting of elephants and horses, he had to teach this particular wisdom. Therefore, Shastra Shravanam, Vedanta Shastra Shravanam is the only means for knowing that ultimate truth. What is that ultimate truth? Whatever you are searching for in your life, happened to be fortunately yourself. Aitadatnam idam sarvam tat satyam. Sa Atma Tattva Mashi Svetaketu. In another Upanishad says, Idam Brahma, Idam Kshatram, Ime Loka, Imani Bhutani, Idagum Sarvam, Yadayam Atma. Idagum Sarvam means what? Whatever is there. Sarvam means what? Everything. In everything only you are searching something. Na? You are searching for money, you are searching for wealth, you are searching for security, you are searching for love. Everything is included in that word. Everything. Idagum Sarvam, Yadayam Atma. And the tad tvam. So, stage by stage you have to imagine the teaching. What is that first? Sadguru is a necessity to start the real spiritual life. Otherwise, simply we are exhibition seers, that's all. You consider yourself exhibition seers. See, when you go to an exhibition stall, varieties will be there. What to pick up, you don't know. You don't know what is your necessity, what for you are roaming, what for you are worshipping, what is the necessity of God in your life, what is the necessity of prayers in your life, what is the necessity of clean life in your life. Nothing you have conviction. The teacher alone shows the way. This is the way for you. And that way may be an exceptional way, like the way gone through by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, Shishupala, Ravana, these are all exceptional fellows. Generally, we try to gain the Lord by love. But a Rishi gave a separate shortcut. For many people, we get a shortcut here in Bhagavatam stories. Gajendra also got shortcut. Varieties of shortcut are there. But as long as you don't get any shortcut, go in a national highway path. What is that national highway path? Doing your swadharma, leading a clean life, doing your duty without hurting anyone, leading a clean life. Very, very important. Clean life. That cleanliness in all spheres. Walk, manas and behavior. Leading a clean life, devotional life, keeping the Lord as the center of life, proceed in your life. Then slowly you will come across satsanga, and in that satsanga, in that sadhu sangha, you will find out someone as your particular guru. So, what is that first assertion of the Veda? Sadguru you should get. Then how to find out that Sadguru? Shastra told you don't have capacity to find out. So you have to prepare yourself by leading a clean life. Second stage. Then Sadhu Sangha will come to you, or by hearsay you will approach a Satsangha. Like that he will go there. And after going there, if all the sadhus are keeping Mauna Vrata, what will do? There are some ashrama, the head of the center will be Mauni Baba. Uttarakhand, you can see that. Mauni Baba. Mauni Baba means famous, you know. Many Mauni Babas are famous. He is keeping Mauna out of fullness of knowledge, one possibility, or out of idiocy. So he is afraid of opening his mouth because his idiocy, ignorance will come out. And if he is keeping mum, even after knowing, even if he is a jnani, and if he is keeping mum, no benefit for you. Imagine Sri Ramakrishna, if you would have kept mum, what would happen? If Swami Vivekananda would have taken Mauna Vrata, what would happen? You tell. Or Shankaracharya had taken Mauna Vrata, what would happen? So there must be somebody who can sing the truth. Vedanta Shravanam is the only means. In Satsanga, what do you get? What for you go for Satsanga? Vedanta Shravanam is the only purpose of Satsanga. And Vedanta Shravanam is possible only when somebody does Kirtanam. Correct? Somebody has to do Kirtanam. Somebody has to tell. Then only you can hear. Shravanam means what? Hearing, listening to the Shastra. So, Shravanam is possible only when Kirtanam is done by some sadhu. To do Shravanam, there must be a qualified Vakta. There must be a qualified Shrota. Vakta means teacher, one who tells. And Shrota means listener, student or disciple. Meeting of this qualified teacher and disciple is a rarest incident in the human history. Very rarely it happens. That's what? Ashcharyo vakta kushalosya labdha, ashcharyo jnata kushala anushishtaha. Yamadharma Raja in Kathopanishad he says, great teachers have to wait for qualified students, it seems. Yamadharma Raja was very happy to meet our Nachiketas, our hero, Vedantic hero. Youngest hero is in Vedanta who? Nachiketas, 8-year boy, greatest hero. Swami Vivekananda used to love him. The very name will invoke in him type of tremendous courage. So in order to get disciple like Nachiketas, Yamadharma Raja had to wait. And Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna had to wait for 25 years to get one qualified disciple. Many disciples came, but none were equal to Swami Vivekananda. It is not our judgment. It is judgment of Sri Ramakrishna himself. So they had to wait for each other. Suppose, what will happen if disciple is not qualified and teacher is qualified? Suppose, what will happen? If disciple is not qualified and teacher is qualified, what will happen? The disciple's life will be turned to be a dharmic life. This much will happen. He will not gain knowledge being unqualified. So at least he will gain some conviction in the moral values. Some dharmic lifestyle he will try to lead, and he will find that my guru is so happy without even having one naya paisa in his hands, and whatever money he gets, he simply gives to others without bothering about next day. So he will not have greediness for money. The disciple will not have greediness for money. Lack in qualification, some sort of mental immaturity, either greediness or kama or krodha, some sort of lack of vaira. These are all obstacles. So, slowly by seeing the lifestyle of the guru, by hearing his words repeatedly, he'll have conviction, yes, yes, I have to prepare myself. So he will get dharmic life as the result, if the disciple is not qualified and if the teacher is qualified. And if teacher is not qualified, suppose, what will happen? Both if teacher and disciple are not qualified, what will happen? Sri Ramakrishna says it will be like a fate of a water snake. Water snake, you know? Water snake doesn't have poison. At the same time, it wants someone as its prey. So it catches a frog. What happens? Neither it can kill the frog, nor it can swallow the frog, nor it can leave the frog. That's what in our parampara, Guravo Bhavaha Santi Shishya Vittapa Harina. Double meaning is there. Many types of gurus are there. Shishya Vittapa Harinaha. Nice guru is there, one who destroys tapa of the Shishya by knowing the weakness of the Shishya. Shishya Vita Tapa Hari. Another type of guru also, one who destroys Shishya's Vitta. Shishya's money purse is emptied by certain gurus. So Shishya Vittapa Harinaha Tamekam Shankaram Vande Shishya Santapa Harina. One shloka on Shankaracharya it is. So, if the guru is not a Shrotriya Brahmanishta, then disciple has to suffer. Because Andhenaiva Niyamana Yadhanta. Blind man trying to guide another blind man. And guru also will suffer. The so-called guru is not a guru, but still he is accepted as guru by somebody. Na? So, and guru status is not achieved one, it is given one. Even Bhagavan cannot say, I am guru. Unless he has someone as his disciple, even Bhagavan cannot say, I am guru. So, it is not an achieved one, it is given status by the disciple. And what is the sign of having a Sadguru? What is the sign of having Sadguru? Shastra says, Alam Buddhi. In the disciple's mind, the Buddhi will come enough Buddhi. Shanti is the sign. Freedom from anxiety is the sign. If anybody's life, if a person gets a teacher, he will have Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi. Bhagavan says in Gita that life will be in one direction. Priorities are already determined and he will not have anxiety. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? That is the sign of having a Sadguru, Shanti and capacity to face the life with a happy smile. So therefore, when a qualified teacher and disciple join together, which is a very rarest incident, then the world gets spiritual benefit. Future generation gets spiritual guidance. Meeting of Shukacharya with Parikshit is going to give you Bhagavatam. Meeting of Arjuna and Bhagavan Krishna. They met so many times in many manners. Here as disciple and teacher. When they met, what happened? World got Bhagavad Gita. And meeting of Yamadharma Raja and Nachiketis gave us Kathopanishad. And meeting of Sri Ram Krishna and Swami Vivekananda gave us spiritual guidance for the modern society. Otherwise, all Upanishads, these are all what? These are all where in the mathas and forests. Cannot have access. Swamiji was the first person who brought out all the Vedantic truths. And he used to say, go back to Upanishads. Oh India, go back to Upanishads. Your strength lies there. Your strength lies, if nation's strength lies in Upanishad, what to talk about individual strength? If nation's guidance lies in Upanishad, what to talk about individual's life guidance? So, meeting of these great people gives us a grand benefit, spiritual benefit. What is the sign that he is a qualified student? The sign is he will not ask for any materialistic thing. Success, he will ask for spiritual wisdom only. So, Parikshit being a qualified student, being a vairagya. What is that meaning of qualified student? Vairagya. Ready to die, even if date of death is fixed, without having any worry. And general man's mind means if some doctor says there is a tumor, let us send that sample of the tumor for verification. So it will come 3-4 days afterwards, that result. By the time this fellow will have all types of imagination. Will it be cancer? Or whether it is malignant? So all types of fears and anxieties, how to protect, where is the, how to manage the medical bill, where is the loan, who will give, suppose operation has to be done, means give me the, so many unwanted things will come. So if this person you take for example, if this person, immature person who wants to prolong his physical life, what he will ask? He will ask blessing at least. He cannot ask money because the sadhu doesn't have money. Nor he can ask medical prescription also because sadhu is not a doctor. He will not take that risk. So he will ask at least blessing. Here you see, our Parikshit did not ask for blessing. Nor he asked for technique. Instead of asking for material things, he asked for spiritual wisdom. Atah prachami sam siddhim yoginam paramam gurum purushasyeha yat karyam riyamanasya sarvatha yashrotavyam atho japyam yat kartavyam nirbhih prabho smartavyam bhajaniyam va బ్రూహియద్వా విపర్యయం. హీ వాజ్ సో మెచ్యూర్డ్ దట్ హీ న్యూ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్. హీ సేస్ అతః, అతః మీన్స్ దేర్ ఫోర్. దేర్ ఫోర్ మీన్స్ వాట్? వేర్ ఫోర్. వేర్ ఫోర్, దేర్ ఫోర్ మీన్స్ కన్క్లూషన్. వేర్ ఫోర్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇన్ దట్ కాంటెక్స్ట్. హీ సరెండర్స్ టు ది గురు అండ్ హీ ఆస్క్ ఇమీడియట్లీ అతః. అతః మీన్స్ వాట్? దేర్ ఫోర్. దేర్ ఫోర్ మీన్స్ వేర్ ఫోర్. ఇన్ హిస్ మైండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ అన్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ దట్ వెదర్ టు ప్రొలాంగ్ హిస్ ఫిజికల్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ నాట్, అండ్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి ఎ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ వన్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హీ ట్రై నౌ గెట్స్ ఎ సక్సెస్ ఇన్ గెటింగ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ డెత్, అగైన్ వన్ మోర్ షాపా విల్ కమ్, సంథింగ్ విల్ కమ్, వన్ డే ఎవ్రీబడి హ్యాస్ టు డై. జాతస హి ధ్రువో మృత్యు అనిత్యం అసుఖం లోకం. దేర్ ఫోర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు బీయింగ్ హ్యాస్ టు గో అవే. విచ్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చరింగ్ డేట్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పైరీ డేట్, అండ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఆల్సో అనిత్యం అసుఖం. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఆల్సో ఇట్స్ ఎ పెయిన్ఫుల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వన్ మీనింగ్. అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఈస్ సిన్స్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ షుడ్ ఆన్సర్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ క్వశ్చన్, ఆమ్ ఐ గోయింగ్ టు డై? ఇస్ ఇట్ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ ఆమ్ ఐ గోయింగ్ టు డై రియలీ? ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ మీ టు డై? దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ షుడ్ బి ఆన్సర్డ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇదే సర్వథా మ్రియమాణస్య. జనరల్ వరల్డ్ థింగ్స్ దాట్ 50 years he lives, then he dies. General mind thinks that 50 years or 60 years or 70 years or 100 years the human being lives and dies. Shastra says sarvata mriyamanasya, every moment of your life you are dying. Sarvata mriyamanasya aham prichhami, I want to ask one question towards what? Samsiddhim prichhami, I want to know the reality. Siddhi means here knowledge. So whom I can ask? Yoginam paramam guru. Fortunately, you happen to be teacher of the teacher. There are varieties of teachers: primary school teacher, middle school teacher, teacher for scientists. There are there, no? Some people are there. So you are yoginam paramam guru. Therefore, aham samsiddhim prichhami. What is that question? Yes, shrotavyam atho jabhyam yad mantavyam, like that it continues. Bruhi prabho, otherwise yadva viparjayam, please tell. If I don't know this reality, viparjayam, greatest loss for me. Hearing the very question, the teacher was very happy. Shukacharya was very happy. The teacher understood the maturity of the disciple with all happy mind of meeting a qualified student. Now the teacher Shukacharya praises the disciple. Is he? I told you, na? Yes, teacher will never accept a disciple as a lower one. That's a sign. He will tell, you are all Mukta Purushas, you are all Jnanis. First class itself he will tell. Because that's a fact. You are all Mukta Purushas is not a buttering the disciple. So he has to keep some disciples. So go on butter. It's a fact. You are all Mukta Purushas is a fact. And you are all knowledgeable also is a fact. You, everyone knows that I am. I am means what? I exist. But you don't know, the disciple don't know, the student don't know that I am existing infinitely. You add something what? I am so and so, you add na. That so and so should be removed. That's all. Nothing is going to be given as a new teaching. You know yourself already. But you don't know yourself as infinite. You try to limit yourself in your understanding as so-and-so. So that so-and-so part is going to be removed by the Vedanta Shravanam, by the help of the spiritual teacher. Teacher doesn't give anything new to you. Neither he can give knowledge, nor he can give moksha also. Bhagavan himself cannot give moksha. Bhagavan himself also cannot give knowledge also. He can remove your ignorance. Because if knowledge is given, anything which is received will go away again. Problem. This anityatva dosha is the biggest problem, you know. Anything comes in your life, go away. So even Bhagavan cannot give knowledge. It is there already. You are there. That's why everybody says, I am. You try to find out a sentence concerned with your life without the word I. You try. Homework I am giving. You try. You cannot find out a single sentence without the word I, me or my. These are all I only. So therefore, Shukacharya praises, and with this praise, second chapter of Bhagavatam starts. Shri Shuka Uvacha Varyanyeshate Prishnaha Kruto Lokahitam Drupa Atmavit Sammatah Pumsam Shrotavyadishu Yav Paraha. He says, Sabhash. My dear student, Sabhash, your very question itself is excellent. Hey Nrupa, Te Yesha Prashnaha Variyan. It's an excellent question. Instead of asking for techniques to escape from death, you asked about the means of conquering death once for all. You understood that death is a mysterious one. Really, what do you mean by death? It's a very mysterious one, you know. Varieties of mystery are surrounding the death. Shastra says every individual is dying every moment. But we find death happens at one particular moment. So death is a mysterious one, happening every moment of our life, but understood as a single incident. This is one mystery. Another mystery is death happens to body only, but it is understood as what? Happening to the individual. Death happens to what? Body only, not to the self. But it is understood as an happening towards oneself. This is another mystery. And third mystery is, it is happening to everybody or everybody. Still, everyone thinks, I will not be subjected to this, at least now. Ahanyahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam. Seshaha sthavaram icchanti kim aacharyam atav param. Yamadharma Raja came in the form of an yaksha and asked, what is the wonder, greatest wonder in creation? He asked Yudhishthira, Pandava's elder brother Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira says, every moment, day in, day out, we are seeing people around us are dying. Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gacchanti, yamalaya. Yamalaya means where? They are dying. They are coming to Yama's place. Seshaha, the remaining one thing, sthavaram icchanti. We will stay. Even though we go along with the dead body, and even though we talk nice things about that dead one, and even though we people cry, but still, what happens? Once you put inside the fire or inside the earth, what you do? You come back and take bath. All your vairagyam, all your sympathy towards the dead one, dead family, gone. Next work is there for you. Already mobile phone is calling. Where you are? Where you are? Where you are? Sthavaram icchanti kim aacharyam. So it is happening to everyone. But still everyone try to forget it, try to avoid it. And everyone thinks that it is not for me. Ignorant man considers himself as body, which happened to be a filthy bag. Body is nothing but a bag with a lot of filth. If you take this body to the doctor, he will tell how many filths are, the varieties of filths. Gutter water is there inside. That's why once you put the hand in your mouth, you have to wash. They say, what, bacteria are there? So the temple of all gutter waters and bacteria and viruses. Still, ignorant mind considers that particular filthy bag as I. And that too, he want to carry that filthy bag along with him all the time. Naturally, a sane person will throw away anything dirty, correct? Similarly, when somebody is going to die, he should feel happy. Appa, torn cloth is going to be thrown away. Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaya grinnati navani dehi. Like that, you should have that understanding. But every fellow says, one more day, doctor, at least put me in ventilator. Drag on, drag on, drag on. And he doesn't understand that jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu. Instead of renouncing this filthy bag with a happy mood, ignorant man thinks that by giving up this filthy bag, I am going to die. Suppose when we remove our shirt, throw away shirt, we don't say, I am going to die. So when you are ready to throw away this dirty cloth, external cloth, why can't you ready to throw away the cloth which made this external cloth as dirty? So for him, I is equal to body, therefore death of body is equal to death of oneself. And I is equal to body is an illusion, is proved in one's life, indirectly or directly. Suppose, take for example, there is a death in somebody's house. And wife cries, because husband died, wife cries. So like you, somebody goes there as visitor. Then why, Amma, why you are crying, you ask. Then she looks up you and, what? What question it is? My husband died. You say, no, your husband is there. Your husband is there. Because according to you, husband is equal to what? Husband's body. That's why you cannot touch somebody's body as your husband's body. Correct? So husband is there. You keep it. Keep it with you. You are so much loving your husband. So your husband is there who happened to be the body. So keep it. What she will tell? She will tell, no, my husband was someone who was inside his body. Correct? My husband was someone who was inside this body. This body happened to be a home or a place, tenement they call it, of a tenant. So my husband is someone other than this body. When she says this, when she says this, after the death of the husband, correct? Shastra wants us to understand while living itself. Body is not equal to individual. His understanding comes to this particular mother who has lost her husband. After the death of her husband, she says, body is not husband, she says. Body is not individual, she says. She understands. And she allows that body to be cremated. Suppose if you say, no, please keep 5 days. Will she agree? No, take it. Correct? So this understanding, which is understood by generally ignorant people, indirectly, and that too, this understanding stays where, how many days? 3 days, 5 days. If husband is different from husband's body, wife also is different from her body, she doesn't understand. Apata jnanam, vague, entire life goes in vague way. No clarity of it. Understood? At least after seeing the husband's body, he is not as husband. After understanding that husband's body is not husband, she should think that I am not body. But that knowledge doesn't come. So, scriptures wants everyone to understand this fact while living. What is that fact? Shariram is not equal to individual. Everyone has to answer this question while living. What is that question? Can I really die? Can I really die? And if I cannot die really, death is for whom? So, Atma Jnanam alone is the answer for this question. What is that Jnanam? I, the Atma, is Nityaha Janana Marana Rahitaha Chaitanya. I am conscious entity. I cannot have death. And this body is Anitya and subject to death. It cannot avoid death. I am that Atma who cannot die in spite of death of my body. This is the answer. Anyone who does not have Atma Jnanam will have to die repeatedly, since body is going to get birth and death. So you consider yourself as body. So when body is born, you say, it is my birthday, Swamiji. You come and give sweet also. When we are sympathizing with you that you are celebrating your 40th birthday, 40 years have gone without any purpose, when we are trying to sympathize with you, you come with cake and sweet, what you say? Swamiji, please bless me. What to bless? So I always bless in this way. May the Lord give you the knowledge that you don't have birth at all. It's my birthday wish. I always, as even I say, they get confused. Swamiji, what you told? Okay, once only it will be told. May the Lord bless you to know the fact that you can never be born. Is the birthday blessing. So as long as a person doesn't understand this truth that I, the conscious entity, cannot have birth or death, he is subject to birth and death because he considers himself as body. When body is born, he says, I am born. When body is going to die, he says, I am going to die. As long as he doesn't understand that there is no second entity other than myself, other than myself, the consciousness, the chaitanyam as reality, the person is subject to repeated death. Manasai vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinchana samrutyo mrutyum apnoti ya iha nana iva pashyati. Manasai vedam idam manasa eva aptavyam. You should get this knowledge through your mind. What is that knowledge? Na neha nana asti kinchana. Na iha nana. There is no second entity. Second entity as a real entity. Apparently millions of forms can appear, but there is no second real entity. Apparently you can see millions of waves and bubbles in the ocean, but there is no second entity other than the water. Apparently you can have room space, toilet space, bathroom space, so many temple space, varieties of space. But there is only one space. Understand? In reality, how many spaces are there? Only one space. But you say in your house, it's a Swamiji, this is drawing room space, this is kitchen room space, this is bedroom space, you say. For transaction, let there be millions of dualities. But for reality, according to my understanding, there must be only one reality. If that knowledge has not come, saha mrutyo mrutyam apnoti. In the last class I told, every janma after the death, the jiva goes to Yamadharmaraja. He asks, what happened? This question will be asked by Yamadharmaraja. After roaming so many places, when you go to your home, what they ask? What happened? Same thing only. Yamadharmaraja asks, what happened? What happened, Bhagavan? Same thing happened. This life also, I missed the bus. Then only you go there. Otherwise, you will not go. Nah. The very fact you have gone there means what? Bus is missed. Satsanga is missed. Vedanta Shravana is missed. Everything is missed. So, intelligent person alone will try to understand this mystery of death while living. Others waste their life in other pursuits. Real dharitriyam, real poverty is what? Ignorance of this fact, ignorance of this mystery of death. Instead of removing this real poverty, foolish people try to remove ordinary types of other poverties. Money, 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 sense pleasure, sense pleasure, sense pleasure, like that. Only a viveki, intelligent person, discriminative person who has vairagyam, love for the Lord, like you, can ask this question about the death. Therefore, yeshaha prashnaha variyan he parikshit, your question is beautiful. And due to satsanga in your life, you have understood the inevitability of death of the body. Instead of trying to protect this dying body, you asked a beautiful question by which we can understand the very mystery of death. And this question cannot be answered by everyone and anyone. Atma vit sammata pumsa. This can be answered only by Atma vidu. Therefore, this question is sammataha. It is a question which is relevant for a wise man. All other questions you ask a wise man is irrelevant for him. So this question which you can ask to a wise man, this is the only question you can ask for to a wise man. And this is the question which can be answered by wise man only. Instead of asking me pumpkin, you ask me a treasure. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, going to Lord, you ask pumpkin. Generally, going to a king, you ask for pumpkin, small, small things. What are pumpkins? Swamiji, please bless my child that he is writing second standard examination. He should come first, school first. Or please bless my daughter so that I can find a bridegroom. Or please bless my daughter to get male child. So varieties of pumpkins are asked. What are the treasure? You can ask to the sadhu, what is the purpose of life? How can I live in this world with following the values? How can I love the Lord? What should I do as a prime duty in my life? What are the priorities of my life? These questions can be answered properly only by Atma Vidu. Anatmavitu, ignorant person, doesn't know the real answer for this question. Because he asked for, he has to bluff. Understood? He has to answer. So you ask him all these questions, he will tell, what? What purpose of life? Enjoy. What is this question, my dear? He will tell, enjoy. You ask anyone, they will tell, get educated, get a big degree, get big salary, give job, enjoy life, marry and enjoy. This will be the answer. And when you ask, what is the, how can I love the Lord? This fellow will tell, where is the question of Lord? Where is the proof? Have anyone seen? So, there is no question of loving the Lord or hating the Lord. Just ignore. Millions are there in this idea. They are agnostics, they are called. Atheists are different from agnostics. Atheists declared that there is no God. Agnostics say, I cannot tell anything about God. Why you bother about God? Don't bother. So many things are in creation. Doesn't have any relevance. There is a star. Does it have any relevance in your life? Do you bother about it? Do you try to love? You love any comet? Black hole anybody loves? Like that, this entity. Let it be there. What is the relevance? And if you ask what is the prime duty, he will tell, get education, get degree, if possible PhD, get good job, salary. It's the prime duty. 25 years you work. This is the answer you get from normal people. And what is the dharma, what is the way of life I should follow? Be smart. Be smart means what? Tell lies. Being smart is dharma of everybody's life. Otherwise you cannot win the race. We have to see things, how things are going. In a very sophisticated language, they use very beautiful, sophisticated language. Openly it is means what? Be a cheat, that's all. The answer is what? Be a cheat, that's all. As much as possible, try to be good. If you find that by being good, you are not going to get your profit or sales is not going to happen, tell lies. And you call it as advertisement, that's all. Tell lie openly and call it as business advertisement. Give bribe and tell openly, these are all expenditure in running the business. So that is the answer you get. And if you ask, what will happen if I do all these things in next life? He says, where is the proof for next life? Why you are bothered about? For many religion, only one life. And next life is not going to be, certainly is not going to be in a world. It is heaven or hell, that's all. Only one chance. Semitic religions, Christianity, Islam, only one life. You die. Wait for judgment. After judgment, where you will be? Not in earth. Either in right side or left side of the Lord. Either in heaven or hell. So, for many people, this is the Yavat Jive, Sukham Jive. As long as you live, live happily. Ranam Kritva, Gritam Pipe. Take credit card, spend lot of money. What is there? If you are not able to pay, you tell it, I have not took loan for repaying it. I have not taken loan for repaying it. I have taken loan for Gritam. For ghee is Upalakshana, for all comforts. Basmi bhutasya dehasya kutaha punarar. One's body is made into ashes. Where is the question of life after death? So this is the only life. Either you spend in enjoyment or prepare yourself to go to heavens. So all these things are all advices of ignorant and worldly people. They have their own logic. Maybe falls from the drishti of a wise man, but they have their own logic. As long as you are not wise, you will not understand that fallacity of their logic. So they try to convince you. You tell to your parent, if you are a young boy, unmarried, you tell to your parent, I want to join Ramakrishna order. Immediately all will bounce upon you. Okay? Then you will say, hey, what happened? Any girl you want, you marry. Up to that time, they will have one agenda. Understand? The girl, her parent should give this much dowry, and her nose should be like this, eyes should be like that. They will have color, caste, so many agenda. Once you tell, I want to join Ramakrishna order as a monk, immediately they will have anybody, any caste, any religion, so you marry. Why? They have their own conviction about the materialistic philosophy. They will try to make you to participate in that rat race. The answer or solution given by them cannot fulfill your life this truth you will understand that their solution is not a fulfilling solution. You will understand after wasting 30-40 years in that struggle. After winning in the rat race, what you will understand? Even after winning in the rat race, I happen to continue as a rat only. When you will understand? After running only, na? That running period is what? 30 years, 40 years. Therefore, it cannot fulfill. You can understand this truth only after wasting entire life in materialistic pursuits. That's what Shastra repeatedly says, getting satsanga is the highest blessing. Because it will not allow you to participate in the rat race itself. Or it will tell, all right, if you want, you participate. But before that, I will tell all plus points and minus points. You decide. Afterwards, you should not come and cry and ask for my blessing. Satsanga is the greatest blessing. Fortunately, Parikshit, you have asked a wise man about these basic questions. Atma vit sammata pumsa. And shrotavyadishu yah paraha. Paraha means what? Greatest thing among those things should be heard of. So many things we have to hear. Among those things we have to listen. What is that greatest thing we have to listen? Answer for your question. Shrotavyadishu yah paraha. More details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashochanam Runa Yeduttama Shloka Yeshonu Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.